Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omota, and in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of the new album Gemini by Prince KB. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
And before I get into it, a big shout out to my friend Mark from Tanzania. He's the one who recommended this album and said, look, you need to listen to Prince KB's new album. And of course, do check out Mark's podcast. It's on Spotify and everywhere else you find podcasts. It's called 30 Minutes with Mark, and I highly recommend it. Anyway, let's get into Gemini by Prince KB. Gemini by Prince KB was released on June 17th, 2022. Under himself and Def Jam Africa. It has 15 tracks, 1 hour 16 minutes of runtime, and check this, 17 features. Collaborations are the thing. 2020, 2021, 2022, those have been collaboration years. One thing that shines throughout on Gemini is Prince KB's love affair with the guitar. His sound has become so distinct and gives such a refreshing take on what house music is in the African context. He adds supremely satisfying layers by incorporating instruments you don't often hear in South African house, like violins and all that. I really love that about Prince KB's work. Now, on this album, he even throws in a full gospel-sounding track in Tikoetu with Unati. Gemini gives us an evolution of Prince KB as he explores the spiritual side with very strong vocal performances that most South Africans will appreciate. There's a very clear preference in the country's house music ear for soulfully spiritual performances right now. You get a mix of the vintage Prince KB that we all know and love and the new 2022 version to get a unique blend on Gemini. His selection of collabos here is absolutely stellar. The technical aspects of the music and the album in general really shone through. And from the carefully selected vocalists right down to the production, it was right up there. I have to give Prince KB his flowers though. I mean, there's something undeniably top class about Gemini. The crazy bit being that Gemini might not necessarily have a cult hit song on it to the level of Prince KB's previous hits. So think about songs like Vano Moya, Charlotte, Fetch Your Life, Urongo, that kind of level. If that is the case, that's more than made up for by the expert balance throughout the project. Though I think Spindi Uyabulala with Nkosazana Daughter and Masuda looks to be the runaway hit from this project at this point in time. This is an album you can leave playing in the background for hours on repeat, and that's amazing. The timing is also perfect, with the world's ears on this very sound right now, this deep house, dance type of sound, following Drake's Honestly Nevermind album and Beyoncé's latest single. Prince KB will be laughing all the way to the bank as more people discover his impressive catalog, and that is more people outside his usual audience and most likely in the Western world. In my opinion, this is very close to being one of Prince KB's best albums, easily. And I need it to grow on me before I call it that, but the man has crazy consistency. I give Gemini by Prince KB a solid 8 out of 10.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.